From JMI Wealth, let's get into the money. Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Now, I'm reading the immigration numbers and I don't know whether any more to believe them. They look like they're ticked up a bit and, you know, is that a trend? Is that a number? Do we even believe it? What's going on?
I think the answer to all those moments, we don't know. The migration data, this is migration data released towards the end of last week, and it's still very difficult to get a handle on what's actually going on with population changes. The monthly numbers that are now being reported are very volatile, and I think one commentator described these numbers as a bit of a lottery at the moment. Now, we previously discussed the change in methodology for collecting this migration data. You used to fill out those arrival and departure cards. You know, you can never find a pen when you want to fill them out. Couldn't fit your email address in the little line. But we don't do that anymore. Now the figures are eventually finalized with real outcomes. The problem is real outcomes don't occur until sort of 12 to 16 months after people, when they arrive. What do they actually do 12 to 16 months down the line? So what we have is we get provisional estimates, and there are significant lags between the provisional estimated data and the actual outcomes. So we're going to have to get used to revisions. But in the short term, I think we have to wait for these numbers to stabilise so we can actually get a confident handle on the starting point. Now, for the record, at the moment, the numbers that were released, annual net migration in the year to January, 58,400 people. Now, the provisional estimates for the same time last year, 52,880. So when we thought immigration was going to be tailing off, we've actually seen more or less a 6,000 person increase in the number of migrants coming in. And the significant revision to December numbers as well, Mike. The December numbers, the first number, 48,300, that's now been revised up to 56,000. So as you can see, there's just enormous volatilities in the numbers. The monthly number, 6,300 people, way above what was expected. But total traveller movements across New Zealand's borders, Mike, reached 14 million people for the first time in the year ended January 2019. So if you think it's getting busier when you travel, you would be exactly right. It is getting a heck of a lot busier, hence a heck of a lot more pressure on travel infrastructure, things like airports. But one thing to think about, Mike, this is a key issue for the government. Key issue for the government when they came was increasing productivity. And I remember asking Grant Robertson, how do you measure that productivity? One of them is GDP per capita. How do you measure GDP per capita if you can't stabilise the population number?
Well done. Yep. Very good question.
You should
be running the show.
Yep. There you go.
Home of the good questions. What have we got this week? GDP? Fonterra?
Big number this week.
Jeez, it's all on.
It's all on this week. Big week for financial market perspective. That GDP number for the fourth quarter of last year, that's on Thursday. We'll preview that prior to the release on Thursday morning. Then you've got results from Fonterra and Synlait. So we should see two very contrasting outcomes there. You've got the same inputs. They both put milk in. And then you get milk products out the other time, but very different outcomes in terms of profitability. Later on this week, US Federal Reserve interest rate decision. There'll be intense inspection of the commentary there, given the recent call to be patient, become data dependent. Another dairy trade auction tomorrow morning. We'll see if that recent strong run in price, we'll see if that can continue. So heaps going on, Mike. Lots. Big week, actually.
I like it. What are the numbers?
Yeah, Dow Jones, very quiet morning, actually, in the US share market. It's 25,850, up sort of 2 to 3 points on the Dow Jones. The S&P 500 is up 5 points, 2827, and the NASDAQ up 5 points, also 7694, so virtually no change there. FTSE 100, 7299, they were up 71, or almost 1%. The Nikkei 21584, up 133, and a big day on the Shanghai Composite, they were up 2.5%. Closing at 3096. The ASX 100 gained 15 yesterday, 6190, and we hit another all-time high in the INSTEX 50, Mike, plus 42, 0.44% gain, closing at 9515. On the currencies against the US dollar on the wholesale markets, 0.6848 against the US, that was against the Aussie, 0.9655, against the Euro, 0.6045, against the pound, 0.5177. We can buy 76.30 Japanese yen, gold trading at $1,303, and Brent crude, $67.40.
Fabulous. Just have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.